Talking with Tyler Norvell of the Oklahoma Youth Expo. Tyler, let's talk a little bit about this 100th anniversary of OYE. The history of this show is just incredible.
It is. The show was started in 1915 as the American Southwest Livestock Show, and it was mainly for adults. There was a show in Wichita and a show in Fort Worth, and the Oklahoma City Chamber and businessmen said, we need to have a show here in Oklahoma City that everybody stops at on their way down. And for two reasons. One, we want to show agriculture we support them, and two, it'll be an economic boost to Oklahoma City. And then the show continued to grow, and in the 30s, there was a fire in the Coliseum that many of us have heard about, few have seen, burnt down, and there was limited space. So they said, we're only going to let the kids show this year. It's going to be a junior show. And from that point forward, it's always been a junior show, and the Oklahoma City Chamber has yet always been involved in it and support us to this day, and been a driver of that. But, you know, Ron, when you think about it, back in the 20s, 30s, 40s, maybe even the 50s, the one trip folks took to Oklahoma City from, you know, Woodward or the Panhandle or Southeast Oklahoma was to come to the stock show each year. That's the only time they came to Oklahoma City. And, you know, my good friend Tom Gillum always tells me, don't forget it's a big deal for these kids from rural Oklahoma to get to come to Oklahoma City and spend the week. Don't ever forget that. That's a big deal. And it was a big deal back then, and I think that's something we take for granted today.
Of course, a big deal, the benefit that those Oklahoma City fathers were talking about 100 years ago, and they get that in spades today.
Yeah, they knew what they were doing back then, because today, you know, we'll have 50,000 people plus have a $25 million economic impact on Oklahoma City. I mean, there's not many events that come to Oklahoma City that have that impact. I really can't think of another one besides us that's that big.
The genesis of the Youth Expo was about, what, 12, 13 years ago now?
Yeah. In the fall of 2002, the nonprofit organization, the Oklahoma Youth Expo, was formed. The first show that the Oklahoma Youth Expo put on was in the spring of 2003, and we've been doing it ever since. I think it's been a lot of success. Being a nonprofit has given us a lot of flexibility and opportunities in terms of fundraising, because I don't think you'll find another junior livestock show in the country that puts so much emphasis on kids, but also on sponsors, because we are totally sponsor-driven. Where our friends in Texas that are gigantic and do a great job, they have rodeos to help fund their livestock show. You know, we have sponsors, and that's it. And that's why without sponsors, and of course without volunteers, you don't have a stock show.
And, you know, as you think about the growth of the OYE, it's been phenomenal as far as the dollars that have been flown through the Youth Expo to the young people.
Yeah, just to put some things in perspective, in 1915 at the first show, they handed out $2,000. In 1965, the show celebrated its 50th anniversary in 1965. From 1915 to 1965, the show had handed out a total of $2 million over 50 years. This year, we're going to hand out $2 million this year alone. And that kind of shows how much it's grown and how it's improved over the years. In 2002, the first Oklahoma Youth Expo show, or 2003, I'm sorry, we had a $300,000 premium sale, and we thought we had done something. And this year, it's going to be over $1 million. And it's because of the program. It sells itself. People want to be involved.
And the value back to the young people and the attributes that they pick up, the talents, the skills, the ethic that they pick up is incredible.
Yeah. There's not many programs today where a young person has to put another living life in front of their own, a breathing animal. That animal's life is just as important as theirs, and they have to care for it, feed it, tend to it, no matter what the weather is, no matter what their schedule is. And that teaches life skills firsthand. And, you know, when we first started the Oklahoma Youth Expo, I was just finished up high school, and it was tough to get sponsors out there. And Justin Whitefield worked hard to grow that, make it bigger. But now they're starting to come to us because they say, it's hard to find kids that have work ethic and integrity and the things we're looking for, and your kids have it. We want them to know we sponsored you. We supported you when you were a student. Now we want you to come to work for us. And that's a great problem to have, but it speaks volumes of our program.